Welcome to this week's installment of Cultural Conversations. You can leave questions and comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/culturalconversations.
Don't we all need tools for consciousness? We live in a fast-paced society where everything seems to be commodified. Even air is bottled and sold in American airports. Technology has definitely changed our lives. Most likely, many of my listeners have a smartphone that connects them to anyone, anywhere, at any time. I know I do. We value efficiency today, and if we sit too long in a drive-thru or stand in line what seemingly feels like forever in a grocery store, we get antsy. 3G speed has been surpassed by 4G connections. We have a flood of inexpensively made goods that, when they fall into disrepair, are disposed of and then replaced with an improved model, but only after shopping for the better deal. If the smartphone is lost, many of us seem lost too. Technology has made low-quality and low-cost goods ubiquitous in American society, and is most evident today in our food ways. Just look at the whole pink slime debacle. As many of you know, this is only the tip of the iceberg for continued discussions on what else is in our food. What to do? These are huge problems, as globalization and power systems seem to drive much of it. But with the risk of sounding cliched, individuals can make changes on both macro and micro levels. What I want to focus on today are some personal changes that one woman has made to slow down her life, clear her mind, and reconnect, as well as how she's offering this to others. Today I'm talking with Kim McCarthy, proprietor of the Reiki Room of Dayton, Ohio. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, first, can you explain to listeners when you got quiet and decided to make changes in your life?
It was probably 3 or 4 years ago now. Basically, I guess I hit like a rock bottom in my life, kind of. I was approaching 40 years old, and I realized that I was in a very unhappy relationship with my husband. A number of other things occurred, but it basically made me look at myself and say, is this my life that I've created for myself? And if so, I'm not real happy about that. So I guess I just wanted to make changes, and I just started reading, basically.
What kinds of things did you read?
I started reading general self-help books, and they always leaned more towards the spiritual side. I guess there were some practical ones in there as well. But, you know, it started talking about being able to focus in the moment and to stop the, you know, living in the past, living in the future type scenarios. And yeah, and obviously Reiki was one of the things I started reading about. I had some friends that were Reiki masters and used to post about their experiences online.
And now for our listeners, can you explain what Reiki is?
Sure,
for those
sure.
Who may not know.
It's a Japanese-based relaxation technique that utilizes basically the universal life energy that's inside us, inside everything on this planet. So it basically helps, it promotes relaxation and healing through stress relief.
And how's that done through?
It's like hands-on healing with a practitioner and a client. You use it on yourself as well initially, but you can also do hands-on healing with a client where hands are basically laid in different positions over the body. There's no physical manipulation. It's basically a transfer or a joining of energies between the two, in a way to help restore, flush out the energetic pathways, I guess, so to speak. But yeah, it's like a massage for the soul, I like to call it.
I like that.
Yeah. It heals and restores physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, on all levels. So it can be very helpful for people, yes.
So you were reading about it at the time. Did you start taking classes to learn Reiki yourself, or was that yet to come?
I had been reading about it over the past year or so, I guess, before I hit this point where I was like, hey, I need to change what I'm doing with myself. And not just in a work way, but I mean an emotional and spiritual way. So I just signed up. I looked on meetup.com and found a teacher in Cincinnati and just started learning. And, you know, it really... I had a connection with it, I guess. I really felt differences in my life right from, you know, day one, basically.
Can you describe maybe a couple of those differences you felt, or can you put it into words?
You know, Reiki slowly changed the way I am, or I was, and still am, I guess. It has as its foundation a group of five different precepts, which are basically spiritual, well, not spiritual, but instructions or guidance on how to live your life. And they're obviously peaceful and loving in nature, and they really help transform you into, it becomes easier and easier to follow those as you work with the Reiki energy, you know, as you go along. So, yeah, so I saw the changes in that, less anger, less worrying, more compassion to others, more honesty, and more gratefulness are basically...
Okay, yeah. Well, so in this journey, with those things that you just mentioned, you noticed those changes. What about others in your life? What about friends and family or your children? Were they starting to make similar observations like, wow, mom's changing, or what's going on with Kim?
Yeah, it's a good question. You might have to ask them that. during this process, I ended up getting divorced from my husband, so whether he would agree with that, I don't know.
Perhaps that's for another podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I assume they noticed something. For me, my family relationships changing. You know, this Reiki enabled me to, you know, have better relationships with people, and people that I was having relationships with that maybe weren't the best, they just kind of started to slide away and new relationships were formed. It's all been good as far as relationships with people. And yes, I like to think they've noticed I'm happier.
So Reiki's been a big part of your life the last 4 years. Have there been any other tools for consciousness that you have employed yourself?
I think a lot of different books that I've read, quantum physics books I've been reading, you know, and there's nothing in the quantum physics books that conflicts with the Reiki teachings. You know, they're not mentioned, Reiki isn't mentioned in quantum physics books that I know of, but they certainly, for me, you know, I'm an accountant by training, and so I have a very kind of analytical mind, so for me I like to see the physical side of things as well. So there are books that I enjoy reading, but pretty much Reiki is what I stick with, concentrate on, I guess.
Now, you mentioned you're an accountant by training, and now you're a business owner. How did you decide to take Reiki and all this other avid learning in your journey? How did you decide to turn it into a very different business or line of work? Because this is very different than what you were doing previously.
Yes. You know, I just did it. People have asked me this question, and I'm like, oh, should I have been afraid? Like, they're making me nervous after the fact. But no, you know, I have a business degree, and I had worked in a business with my husband for the last 15 years. So I wasn't afraid of being self-employed. In fact, it was pretty much all I knew.
You've had that entrepreneurial spirit for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, my parents had their own business when I was growing up, and I remember always thinking, well, I'm going to have my own business growing up. I don't know what it's going to be in, but that's just what I'm going to do. And then when I left college and started working in accounting, I didn't enjoy it so much. I was not a good employee. But, you know, I got some training and, you know, learned some things for a number of years. And then when I moved over to America, that was pretty much it. And my husband-to-be had a, you know, small company he just started, so we worked together. And then obviously with my marriage dissolving, I lost my job at my husband's business. So I was like, I'm, I, I just assumed I would do something, and this is what I was into at the time, and I came up with the having the little store with the crystals as well, and I just kind of developed this vision, and I was lucky enough to be able to pull it off.
Okay, well, and for our listeners, I'll make sure that we link them to your website so they can see what the inside of your store looks like, because this is where we're having our conversation today. Can you describe some of the products that you, and there are many, very pleasing to the eye, I'll add, some of the products you offer here?
You know, they're basically all, I try to just carry things that are going to enhance your life, I guess, in a nutshell. A lot of holistic products like Rescue Remedy. We have a full range of essential oils. We have a organic skincare line that has no chemicals, preservatives, etc. in it. A nice selection of crystals, all different shapes, sizes, colors, for people into the crystals. Some crystal jewelry we have as well, some drums, you know, a few little knickknacks here and there, incense, sage. And yeah, some nice candles. And then we have our lending library too, which we carry a lot of the books that I mentioned before, that kind of similar genre, self-help and different spirituality books, cooking, all kinds of stuff really. A lending library where you can borrow books free of charge, read them, bring them back, and yeah.
So in addition to the store here, what other services do you offer at the Reiki Room of Dayton?
Well, we teach Reiki to other people, so we have lessons like that, classes. We've just started, you know, I'm relatively new, as you know, so I'm still trying to establish a full range of services, so to speak. We do have a psychic medium on board now. She's just joined us. And we have a number of Reiki practitioners who do specialize in different modalities as well. So they do practice Reiki, and then they may do one or two other complementary techniques. We have a guy who does crystal singing bowl therapy.
And what exactly is that? I've never heard of that.
It's a big, they're big crystal bowls of varying sizes that he puts out on a table, and he basically uses a big wand or a hammer type thing to create this incredible vibrational noise. It's kind of like the finger on the glass, but amplified by 1,000. And basically the vibration is a balancing and healing technique for the ear, for your body, I guess.
Is this done one-on-one with clients, or is it done in a group setting?
It's a one-on-one thing. You can get basically an hour-long session that he combines that with Reiki healing as well.
What has customer feedback been like? Because this is a new but growing business you have here, and given our economy, it does seem risky, I'm sure, to some. But you're very optimistic, and
yes, well, you know, one of the precepts of Reiki is do not worry. So just for today, so I try to employ that. No, everybody who comes in here loves it pretty much. If they don't, they don't tell me. But you know, there's not many spaces like this, just a place to gather and to be able to meet with, you know, like-minded people. You know, I guess that there are some centers around. I shouldn't say there's nowhere else, but you know, people are open to Reiki. A lot of people, you know, they've been seeing a regular practitioner for, you know, some time, and are not finding any, you know, having any good results from it. So they turn to alternative methods, and you know, most times it's always of benefit. So yeah, I mean, the feedback is good.
Now, along those lines, for someone who's new to Reiki, perhaps for a listener, you know, you describe what Reiki is like, but, you know, given how I opened this discussion today, you know, we live in, I'm using this metaphorically, we live in a fast food nation. We're here, there, everything is oriented by the clock. And like you just said, people are looking for some grounding. They're looking for alternative methods to get quiet. So for someone who's new to Reiki, let's say, you know, I want to contact Kim and I want to make an appointment. When they come in your doors and you put them on the table, they may have some questions for you. What are those questions like? You know, can you describe what that's like when you have a new client new to all of this, to reassure them that, you know, what they can get from this? Or,
well, you know, we are not, when we are working with a client, we are not the healer per se. We are creating a space for the client and their body / energy to heal themselves. So a lot of it is dependent on the state of mind, the intention of the person laying on the table. You know, as far as what they're going to experience, the physical sensations of a Reiki session vary greatly. Some people are not sensitive to the energy at all. And then, you know, it can go through the whole scale to an amazing floating in the clouds, colors flashing, you know, the whole range, and in between those two things can occur. So, yeah.
Well, along those lines, if they're not open to it and they don't feel the energy movement,
mm-hmm.
can that happen at a later time?
Even if they're not feeling the energy as it's flowing through them, it does not mean it's not being effective.
Mm-hmm.
What they experience is not indicative of how helpful it is. But normally, yeah, I mean, if you start learning Reiki or even start receiving the treatments, normally as you go along, it does become more powerful and you do become more sensitive and open to it. So yeah, it's quite common for people in the beginning to not feel much at all. But as they experience it more, it definitely grows with them.
And, you know, whether it's here at your shop or out in the streets and you share with someone what you do for a living, how do you respond to skepticism?
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, I figure if people aren't open to it, I'm okay with that. You know, we're all at different points in our journey, and some people, you know, can be very resistant to it. But, you know, as soon as I start making... if I make an issue of what they're making an issue about, it's my issue then, if you know what I mean. So, you know, I'm okay with people who don't believe. I mean, I know what it does and what it's done for me. And, you know, I'm okay with there being some skepticism, you know. Even if them meeting me causes them to go home, you know, and Google Reiki to see, you know, what it is I'm really talking about, then, you know, who knows? That person may just not be their time to learn about it, and
but yeah. Perhaps it'll compel them to look for another,
true,
you know, another
yeah.
modality
right.
to get centered and to get
right.
to have more clarity in their life.
Yeah, and though Reiki can be learned by everyone, you know, that's not to say that it is for everyone. You know, I mean, there's more than one way to reach where you want to be, yeah. I guess. And you know, if Reiki's for you, great. And if not, there's probably something else out there for you.
And are you where you want to be? Where are you in your journey? And where would you like to see things move toward?
You know, obviously I'm not at the end. But, you know, when I look back at my life 3 or 4 years ago, I can honestly say that I don't worry like I used to. I have much more compassion for other people, which is one of the precepts. When somebody says something to me that other people might be like, oh, you know, that's offensive, how dare she say that to you, whereas in the past I would have been that person too, and I would have got upset and maybe angry at that person. But now it's much easier for me to just let it go. I mean, I can have compassion for that person and realize that if they're, you know, being aggressive towards me in any way, it's really their issue and not mine,
mm-hmm.
I guess. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of changes like that, you know, slower to anger than I used to be. I can appreciate everything I have. You know, I don't know, it just changes everything about your life, basically, your outlook with people, your relationships with others.
Do you have any advice for our listeners as far as, you know, like you said, you're a trained accountant, you
you were gravitating toward Reiki, and now you're a practitioner and you're a business owner. You know, it very much sounds like you're following your life's passion that you wouldn't have necessarily seen 10 years ago. Do you have any advice for listeners? You know, it almost sounds cliche, you know, follow your life's passion, but that really is what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's my life's passion. I mean, I didn't even know about it till 3 years ago, but, you know, I guess to me, your passion in life should be to have a joy-filled life, you know, with the ability to control, you know, you be in control of your life and not be influenced by what's going on around you. That, to me, is the definition of happiness, to be able to be calm in the center of a storm. And Reiki can provide you with the tools to do that, you know, along with there's other ways, as I said before. But for me, Reiki's been able to provide that that calm in the middle of the storm, I guess.
Do you apply other methods, perhaps in a supplementary role to your Reiki practitioning?
You know, The Power of Now, you know, that Eckhart Tolle book where it's all about living in the moment, which Reiki does, you know, is part of the Reiki precepts as well. You know, there's just basic... But I do like reading those books, but I can't tell you which ones are. I can just analyze situations and go, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to let this do that.
Okay.
My husband's the only one that I have trouble with that. But even that, I can contain it into a small period of time. You know, I can be angry in that, but I can close it off. I don't keep it on.
Okay.
Wait for him for the next one.
Is there any concluding message you'd like to leave listeners with as far as what you've learned in your journey, where you hope to move toward, anything?
Yeah. I would like to let people know that there is a way to live without stress. You know, life is more of how you handle things as opposed to what happens to you. And so that is completely possible for anyone. We already are the perfect being inside. I think our biggest limitation is ourselves. We don't believe that. And I think if you can find a way to connect to that inner light, you're able to believe it easier that you already have everything you need inside. The sky's the limit if only you believe it. So,
well, thank you, Kim, for sharing your journey with me today. I hope listeners reflect on this cultural conversation and think about different ways they can make positive changes in their lives. And as you just said, you know, it helps us reduce the stress. And I think all of us could stand a heck of a lot more of that. Life isn't going to slow down anytime soon, but our attitudes and approaches about it certainly can.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to Cultural Conversations, edited by Sarah D'Elia and Blake Lau. Join me every Thursday for a new installment of the podcast at NIPR.fm to learn more about this beautiful human mosaic. You can leave questions and comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/culturalconversations.